Good morning. Good morning. We're so glad that you joined us this morning. Trust in the Lord completed. Don't ever trust in yourself. That reading from Proverbs 3:5. So let us pray. Lord, we come to you this morning on another day thanking you. We can't thank you enough for what you have already done for us. We need you. We need your strength in us. We need you to understand that we are loving, we love you, and we adore you. We're not afraid of what's going on. We need you. You are with us, and that will mean everything to us, Lord. You as righteousness, your hands help us to move forward. And understanding, Lord God, we know that you are there no matter what's going on in our country, Lord. We have to be closer to you. We have to trust in you right now because things are just not what it's supposed to be. But God, we love you. We adore you. We adore the families that took the time out to listen this morning. God, we thank you for everything that's about to take place here in Artists International, Artists Life. We thank you for the DS very own family for that great opportunity they brought here for us to be healthy because so many of us need that product. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their vision. God, they are awesome ladies. I tell you, I can't thank them enough. Thank you for the speaker about to download a message this morning for us to go out and be a light to somebody this day, Lord. We thank you for the family, TMC family, and guests for joining us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We pray for everyone in the nursing home, the hospital, and incarcerated, Lord. We want to give out that they need you, Lord, this morning. Thank you for the bereaving family, Lord. They grieving this morning, but they know you there. We know that you could be a light to them this morning, Father God. We love you and we adore you. Thank you for everything. In the name of Jesus, let us say amen, amen. Let us go out this morning and in all things, ways, acknowledge him, and he would direct your path. This is Minister Cynthia Cox, reside here in the Bronx, New York. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away. Thank you, and God bless. Have a good day.
Thank you for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I will say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greeting. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the reverence, praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we know as Dr. Supervantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God does things decent and in order, and therefore we know that this call is founded on his word. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, access code 294617 pound. We know that this call has been archived and recorded since its inception, and you can listen to playbacks by visiting our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. If you're feeling led to join the team and greet as Minister Cynthia just did or host as I am doing now, if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Calling all Artist Life distributors, the 2017 Artist Life Extravaganza Conference is in Los Angeles, California, March 3rd through the 5th. Please check your back office for more information. So now I'm going to get out of the way this morning so that our mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. We know that we come together here each day to get a word from the Master, and today's speaker is none other than Evangelist Wanda Walker. Evangelist Walker accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1994 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerron Laurie, the senior pastor of the church. She was later filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. After her spiritual conversion in 1994, the Lord had another plan for her. 3 years later, the Lord led Evangelist Wanda to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist Wanda is currently a member and serves as an ordained minister. Wanda received her ministerial license in the early 90s. She has an anointing to preach, teach, and help hurting women who have suffered abuse. Evangelist Wanda has been working in the women's ministry as a financial secretary. She is also an assistant Sunday school teacher at the Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church. Evangelist Wanda has a call on her life to preach and teach the gospel of responsibility of Jesus Christ. She also has been a speaker at Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church and various other churches in the Chicago area, as well as an annual revival held in Gary, Indiana. Evangelist Walker has spoken at retreats and also has leader of prayer groups. She received a certificate from the School of Prophets from the New Global Ministry International World Vision Ministries in 2010. Evangelist Walker also received a certificate in intercessory prayer and biblical studies. I present to some and introduce to others none other than my very own sister, Minister Wanda. Minister Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Good morning, and thank you. And thank you, Minister Cox, for your tag, Trust in the Lord, and lean not to our own understanding. I thank the Lord today for waking me up this morning with a mind to serve him. Thank God for each and every one of you. I thank the Lord for Pastor V. Thank God for Dr. P.K., and I thank God for all that he is doing in our lives. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you so much for all that you've done, yet everything that you're doing. And Father God, we thank you for the artist's life. Thank you for the artist Diaz de Leon family, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together for such a time as this. And we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now I decrease, but you increase. Have thine own way. In Jesus' name, love your Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. The title of this message is Standing on the Promises. And we know that God has given us several promises, but we also know that we have something to do ourselves. In Acts, the second chapter, the 39th verse, it reads, "For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." So the promise of the Holy Ghost, which is a gift that God has given to us, he said that he also would give it to our children and to as many as the Lord thy God shall call. So he promised that to us. And so therefore, we can stand on that. We can trust that he will do what he said. He promised he will give me the Holy Ghost, and I have the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I could not make it without the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is nothing that, you know, make us act crazy or out of the natural. But the Holy Ghost is a teacher. It's a guide. It leads us and guides us. And I praise God for the Holy Ghost for being my teacher. I praise God for bringing things back to my remembrance, because I need him to do just that. I need the Holy Ghost. I can't make it without the Holy Ghost. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost, and I'm standing on this word. I don't care what it looked like when it comes to my children. I stand on what God said. He gave me the promise, and then he said he would give it to my children and to as many as he will call. So I praise and thank God for that promise. I stand on what he said, because his word is true. And praise the Lord. Let us go now to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and the 23rd verse. And it reads, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise." We have to hold fast. We can't let it go. Hold fast. What is a promise? A promise is words said or written, an indication of what may be expected, to make a promise of something to a person. So we have to hold fast to our profession. What is your confession? What have God promised you? Well, God promised me healing, and I'm standing on what he said. He said he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of his peace is upon me, and with Jesus' stripes I'm healed. So therefore, no matter what is happening, I'm standing on the promise. I'm standing on what God said. So I'm confessing what he said and none other. No matter what it looked like or seemed like, I'm standing on what he said. I'm confessing what he said. I'm confessing the promise that he have given me. Sometimes, you know, I would make promises and I didn't keep it. I meant to keep it. Sometime I would forget, and then sometime I change my mind. But I thank God that he keeps his promises. We can stand on what he said. We don't have to look to the left, neither to the right. We just look straight forward and focus in on what he said. He said he was going to do it, and that settles it. What did he say? He said in 3 John, the second verse, he said, "Beloved, this is what I want for you. I pray this for you. I want this for you. Above all," he said, "that you prosper." I said, "Lord, I need finances. I want finances." Well, he have given a tool for me to get the finances through Artist Life. So he gave me that promise. So now I have something to do too. I have my part to play. So he give us promises, but we have something to do too. And sometimes them promises, they're not always good, because he did tell us also that we were going to be hated for his name's sake. So people going to hate us. And so, you know, we need to just, okay, that's fine. God bless them. All is going to be well. And pray for them, because we're going to go through long as we down here on this earth. So his promises is not always, well, they yay and amen, but you still going to go through some things. But it's all right, because we got him on our side. And as long as we have him on our side, it's all good. Then the next verse is Romans 4:20. Now, Abraham did not stagger at none of them promises. He did not stagger. He stood flat foot. God said in Romans 4:20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. We have to be strong in faith. We can't stagger at the promises. We can't look at what's going on. We cannot focus in on nobody and nothing. We got to stay focused on Jesus. We got to know that Jesus will do what he said he would do. He promised us, and he is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, that settles it. All we have to do is stand on his promises and say, yes, Lord, we know you're going to do it. Yes, Lord, it's already done. Yes, Lord, it looked like it's not happening, but that's okay, Father God, because you said you will make a way for us out of no way. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. You say you with us to the ends of the world. You said, hallelujah, you sent your son to die that we may live, that we may have eternal life. Thank you, Father God, for eternal life. No, we don't have to worry about I don't have no finances. You got it, Father God, because you say you're going to supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. You said when an enemy come in like a flood, no weapon that is formed against us don't prosper. So we don't have to worry about nothing. We can stand on your promises. We can know that, hallelujah, if you for us, who can be against us? Can't nobody be against us. You promised us, hallelujah, that it wasn't going to be like the roses. But, Lord, you promised us a safe landing. You promised us eternal life. You promised us that, hallelujah, glory be to God. If we continue to stay with you, Father God, if we continue to focus on you, all we have to do is rest and lean and trust and depend on you, because you got us, Father God. Your word is true. You promise, Father. You promise. And when you promise something, Father God, you don't go back on it. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you, Father God. You supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. So we don't have to worry about what we need. Hallelujah. Because you're going to give it to us, Father. You're not a man that you should lie. You said it, Lord God, and you gone to it. You said you would save our household. You said the unbelieving, the husband is sanctified through the believing wife. All we have to do is stand on what you said, Lord, and you will do it, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for your promises. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us, oh God. Thank you for writing our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. We will not worry about nothing. We will trust in you and stand on what you say, because your word is true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. God bless you all. Hallelujah. I love y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Host, are you there? Jesus.
I am here, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the woman of God and the word that she just brought forth, Heavenly Father. Father, you know every need that she has, spoken and unspoken. So we ask right now that you just continue to minister to her heart and her mind, but bring physical healing to her body. Continue to just love on her. Give her all that she needs, Father, according to your riches and glory, by and through Christ Jesus. And as she continues to just walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life, be the lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path. Lord, you know the desires of her heart. Father, you know the longing that she has, O Lord. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you just meet that, O God. Exceed what she can think, hope, or ask according to the power that worketh in her. Lord, as we continue to just go through this day, we ask that you continue to just bless Artists International. Father God, touch the Des De Leon family, Papa Des De Leon, Mama, and their children, O Heavenly Father. Give them the strength that they need to continue to walk out that which you are calling artist's life to be. Show them your will, your plan for this company. Continue to let the faith of the people within Artist Life grow. Let it do the exceeding and abundant. Let us be able to walk out and touch, enrich, and enhance the lives of others through the products that you have created to bring health, O Heavenly Father. Let us not be afraid of a no, O dear God, but let us just continue to meet those people that you desire us to meet and be a blessing to them. Lord, we ask that you continue to just bless Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, you know their needs, O Heavenly Father. Father God, and as they continue to walk out that which you've called them to walk out, strengthen them, O Heavenly Father. Give them the peace of mind to know that they are doing all that you have called them to do. Rest on them. Continue to touch Dr. PK's body, O Heavenly Father. Your word says, by his stripes we are healed. She is walking in divine health. Lord, there are no lung issues. There are no kidney problems. Lord, we rebuke the devil because we know that you are in control, and every sickness and disease must bow down to the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we continue to just walk out your will for our lives, Father, continue to give us the strength to know when to speak and when to be quiet, O Heavenly Father, when to walk in your Psalm ministry. Lord, we know that you are calling us to do great and mighty things, and we desire to surrender to your will, surrender to your plan and your purpose for our lives, Lord, not the permissive will, Lord, but your perfect will, that we may continue to walk it out. We want to be more and more like our big brother Jesus each and every day, because we know, Father, that without you, without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we would not be here today doing the things that you have called us to do. Lord, you have given us permission to come boldly before the throne of grace that we may receive mercy. So, Lord, as we approach your throne boldly, we fervently pray to you, Father, because your word says the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Lord, we just want to come emptying ourselves, asking you to fill us up with that which you have for us, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to forsake all others in pursuit of you. God, we just ask right now that you continue to just walk out your will for Artists International. Walk out your purpose in the lives of our leaders and those who are in authority over us. We pray for Donald Trump right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch his heart and his mind. Let him see you for the very first time, O God, and let him do that which you have called him to do and be that which you have called him to be. Lord, we just pray for our government. We pray for all of those in authority over us, that they may see your will, Father, and surrender and submit to it. Lord, we just want to continue to give you all the praise, the glory, and honor that is due you each and every day. We submit ourselves, our thoughts, our plans, all that we are to you, O dear God, because we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and only in you can we be all that you've purposed us to be. So, Lord, as we get ready to just continue with the next part of our day, guide our steps. Every thought we think, every person we talk to, let us be a blessing unto them. Father, we know that you have a plan, and we don't want to do anything to hinder or interrupt your flow, O God. So just continue to love on us. Continue to teach us and guide us. Father, help us have the spirit of teachability, O God. Let us not think that we know everything and that we have it all together and all planned out, because then we are not surrendering to your perfect will for our lives. So, Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you, and we lift you up, and we say yea and amen, and we thank you for the blood shed on Calvary's cross by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that we may be in this place here today with you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to listen to today's message or put it on your social media so that others can hear it, you can put this number on your social media or dial it for yourself, 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085. 1085, access code 957-677 pound. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, which keeps us moving and enhancing the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, access code 294-617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005, access code 294-617 pound. Coming up March 3rd through the 5th is the Artist Life Extravaganza in Los Angeles, California. We are so excited, and we hope to see all of you there. You can check your back offices for more information. There will be a church service on Sunday, so if you're feeling led to volunteer, please email Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and she will get back with you. We are so thankful that you all think it not robbery to join us here each Monday through Friday. And we are looking forward to you hearing you again in the morning. Please go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. I now call you back to give us our benediction. Minister Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless you all, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.